Welcome back to Internet Explorers. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Andy Cortez.
Good morning.
And Nick Scarpino.
Good morning.
We are the Internet Explorers, and boys, we're going to explore with the best of them today. There's one bit that I'm extremely excited about.
I know it's going to be a good one. When you put whatever this is on in the Slack and said, Andy, Nick, do not listen to this. This is for Internet Explorers, but you put it in random. So everyone else got to enjoy it but me. But I stopped myself. I was like, I want to know what this is. But
I actually don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. it may or may not be that thing. I don't think that it is.
It's not. It's not. That was a different thing.
Gotcha.
This is why. This is why I don't wait. This is why I just watch everything as it comes to me.
Yeah, I remember seeing Tim post that thing, and so coming in here with high anticipation as to what this could possibly be, and apparently it's not it. So what are? When are we going to see that thing, Nick?
Tim, you're such a tease.
I am. Tim the Tease Geddes.
Tim the Tease Geddes.
This is Internet Explorers. You can watch us live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames as we explore the internet with you. Check out some fun clips, all of that stuff. You can watch the show later on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. If you want to listen to it, search your favorite podcast service for Internet Explorers with the Z. If you want to get the show ad-free, just like our Patreon producers, James Davis, Andrew Feisner, Jeremy Zuccarello, and Simply Sassy have done, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. And guess what, guys? There's a fun little bit of housekeeping here. If you're a Patreon supporter right now, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or /kindoffunnygames. And we have our annual Kind of Funny survey up of what you guys like from the content we've made, what you don't like. We're working on 2021 stuff. So please get your voice heard. If you're not a Patreon supporter, the survey for the public, for everyone else, goes up on Friday. So that's exciting. Stay tuned to twitter.com/kindoffunnybits for that. What's up, Andy Cortez?
His name's Jeremy Zuccarello.
Jeremy's the Zook.
You talking about the Zook?
Yeah.
Zookinator. Yeah.
I've been seeing his name a lot, and I don't know if I'm getting mistaken with somebody else, but to me, it was Joey.
Zuccarello?
I saw Jay Zuka something, and I thought to myself, that's Joey. There's no way that person's not Joey. Hey, Joey Zook. You know, like.
Yeah, Joey Zooks. Yeah,
I made him a person in my mind. Maybe somebody who dies early on in the movie.
What is it? Wow. Now you have to say it again because Joey will stick in my brain. So whenever I do another show, that'll be there. What is it?
Joey really? Zook. Hey, Joey Zuccarelli.
It's not Joey.
No, his actual name.
What's his actual? Jeremy? Johnny? Frankie? Frankie Zook Zuccarello?
No,
it's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
James. It's James. That's Jeremy Zuccarello.
Jeremy the Zook Zuccarello. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Shout out to our sponsors, Manscaped Honey and HBO Max, but we will talk about those later. A little housekeeping for you. You can go to kindoffunny.com/store right now. Look at the range. Look at the things, the options that we have for you to buy. So cool. There's that ACS shirt, the PS I Love You bomber jacket and t-shirt and crew neck. Would anyone be surprised that the PS I Love You stuff sells well? Look at that. What else could we put it on?
Yeah. I think we probably put it on a tank top.
But it's so cool. The sweater also, I love the sweater. It's one of my favorite things we've ever made.
Tim, I do have that t-shirt design, one of the early ones of PS I Love You version 2, V2. Mm-hmm. Is what the corporate empire calls it.
Yep.
But you know, we have the new consoles that we can add to it. We have the new consoles, and it's one that I made where it's the red PS I Love You logo, like it's more of a vertical sort of vibe more than a horizontal vibe, and then the consoles are exploding out of it, and so like they're really bunched up in the middle, and then they spread out, and it's kind of a cool vibe, and I think people would be into it, especially with the new consoles. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
I love it. Let's get it up.
Also, Kevin always brings this one up, and it's my favorite. It's my favorite.
Why did we make this shirt? Why did we make this shirt?
Get it for your child's friends. Put your dog in it. Just buy the last of these.
You know what I mean? Like, why would we have made this?
It's one of the softest shirts I've ever had.
But it's such an ugly shirt.
It's not an ugly shirt. It's just that Greg doesn't especially look
good. No. I've moved away from the Greg photo.
Let's go back to the profile of Greg where he's like kind of three-quarter profile, that center one. Yeah, that's the one right there. I see he doesn't look terrible in that one. He does look like he's just so drugged out in this photo for some reason. Like he's just doesn't know where he is, and they just keep putting him in t-shirts. He's like, I don't want to change anymore.
His arms look like he's ready to beat someone, you know?
He looks like, I mean, he does look like a catalog model, but from like a JCPenney catalog.
But like, who designed this? Andy, you didn't make this, right?
No, this is one of Nick's shirts.
It's an RT thing.
I think RT just put together, they used our logo and put something together. But here's what I'll tell you. Nick, you make a great point. You say, you know, buy it for your, what'd you say, for your kids'
friends?
For your
kids' friends.
here's what I say. What if there's a youth soccer league out there, a youth basketball league? You buy these shirts, they don't have jerseys. Put numbers on the back. That could be their jerseys. I feel like that's an easy solution.
Kind of funny. That's cheap. What they'll be. That'd be good.
We got John Bob Stab in the chat saying, I love that this show has essentially become the Kind of Funny podcast without Greg, which Nick probably loves.
Oh, I love it so much. I do. I do miss Greg's energy occasionally, but every once in a while, it's just, come on, let's be honest. It's too much Greg on this channel, 100%.
All right. There are officially 191 days left until we get to finally watch Fast 9.
Why does he wear, Tim, can I ask a question?
You can ask as many questions as you'd like.
So, okay. So can I take you guys on a little bit of a walk? Kevin, do you mind if I tell you a little bit of a story right now?
Whatever you want, man.
Okay. Back in the day, I used to serve food at a place called Bertolini's in the Irvine Spectrum. And we were always jealous because right across from us, we could see these guys, were the servers at the Cheesecake Factory. And we all wanted to work at the Cheesecake Factory, Tim, because they sold way more higher volume of food and they made higher tips, because that's how that works. The more food you sell, the more tips generally in percentage you get. But the downside to working at the Cheesecake Factory, Tim, was that you had to wear all white, including all white jeans. No human being looks good in all white jeans. They don't look good. Why Vin Diesel has made this his signature
look, I love it. Good for him.
Beyond me. I don't understand it. How do you keep it clean? You know what? There's nothing grosser than when someone walks by in jeans and they're like white jeans, but there's like they're dirty because they just sat in something. And you're like, ew.
I think it's
they're clean.
Vin Diesel doesn't wear a pair of pants more than once.
You think he just buys 365 pairs of pants?
And get this, he's got goats. The goats eat it. To keep it green.
He just gives the goats the pants. Yeah. Just like
Robert. Can you imagine his closet? Just how white it would be.
Tim, it's like just, one pair of white jeans and one white tank top. And then his maid replaces it every day.
It's like when Doug Funny opens his closet and it's all the same stuff. I'd like to think, though, that Vin Diesel's powerful enough to where if there's ever a spot that he may sit down, there's somebody with him that's going to check him. Yeah. It's like, you know, when the president walks in somewhere and the Secret Service walks in, they check for bombs. They have bomb sniffing dogs and stuff. He has people that are like kind of scoping out the place, looking for areas like, oh, he might sit over here. Let's check out this area. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of jelly on the seat. Mm-hmm. A little bit of grape
jelly off.
Get the grape jelly off.
Yeah. I like the idea that like they plan it all beforehand. So he has no idea. And like anytime he goes somewhere, they don't expect some dudes just with a notepad being like, all right, fuck, okay. All right.
Yeah, Kevin, I love it. Vince is like, he does, I'm so clean all the time.
Yeah. He doesn't even know that he's got a whole staff working for him.
I just feel like going back to his closet for a second. Do you think he walks into the closet and there's so much white clothes in there? It's just nothing but rows and rows of the same like tank tops and jeans. And he gets lost for a good 45 minutes. And then when he when he gets desperate, he like pulls Andy, he like pulls two of the jeans aside just to see if that's the way out. And it's just boom, Michelle Rodriguez. She's like, I'm a hoss in here for 45 minutes.
I love them together. Good for them. All of them here always. Two decades, baby.
Dom, how do we get out?
It's so fucked up, but it's like so true, though.
They get too high together. You got to stop getting so high and making Instagram videos if you don't want assholes like me to make fun of you.
I just love the idea of Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel high out of their minds, lost in a closet.
Damn, I found the shoes.
Nick, I'm so disappointed for a statement you made earlier, a little comment you made earlier. This video will be called Nick Apologizes for What He Said Earlier.
Okay. Because
you didn't. Because you didn't see, you didn't say Bertolini's in The Voice.
Bertolini's.
Like no, that. You have to go, I'm Bertolini's.
Yeah.
I don't think that restaurant chain exists anymore, so I don't want to speak ill of the dead, Andy.
That's wow. Not,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. I thought you were going to say, like, I don't want to speak ill of them because they might sponsor us one day.
No, they're definitely not going to sponsor us one day. That whole establishment was run terribly. Birdo. The way we brought it, I remember when I started working there, we had these two managers that were like straight from New York. They were like, we're so New York with this. We're going to sell wine. We're going to get out there. We're going to make things. And I was like, wow, this is New York. I remember I was like, these New York guys really know what they're doing. And someone was like, they're not from New York. I'm like, well, where are they from? They're like, I'm from California. I was like, why the fuck they sound like they're from New York? That's the kind of place that I worked at, man.
Bertolini's, baby.
Yeah, man. It was horrible.
Speaking of New York, though, I got a huge update for you, Nick. Yeah. You're going to be pretty thrilled about this. Kev, if you can bring up the first news story there. Police arrest man who they say punched actor Rick Moranis in random New York City attack. Fucking justice is real. It is here. It has come. I want to give credit to you, Nick, for evangelizing the Internet Explorers community to go out and find this man.
Well, thank you, Tim. If you remember correctly, it wasn't so much evangelizing as I was blaming them for just utterly and completely dropping the ball to protect what I would like to say is Canada's national treasure, Rick Moranis, now our national treasure, of course, because he's chosen to live in the promised land, the United States, the good old US of A. The fact that they found this guy begs the question now, what do we do with the perpetrator? Now, I don't know if New York City or New York State is a capital punishment state, but I think we should reenact that and just murder this man. Just murder him by gas.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Wow.
Jesus.
You won't speak ill of the dead, but you will.
Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis is a de facto Ghostbuster. Okay. Remember at the end of Ghostbusters 2, he straps on the proton pack and Greg's neutrino wand, and he puts on the flight suit. He goes out there. He does nothing, but he tried. Okay. That's a Ghostbuster that got punched in the face. We have to find this person that and arrest this person and then stuff his head into a small box, throw him in the river.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to an eagle-eyed sergeant from NYPD Transit, the suspect has been apprehended and charged, the New York Police Department tweeted on Saturday. So there's just some good shit happening out there, you know?
I'm very glad about this.
Finally, the year's turning around. It's about time.
You can't just walk up to Rick Moranis and punch him in the head, okay? First off, I feel like if someone, Andy, here's my question to you. If someone just randomly walked up and punched you in the head and then ran away and they found this guy, would you A, want this person brought to justice on assault charges, or B, you want one free shot?
I want one fucking free shot.
Andy, with the fist of justice.
Give me one fucking free shot.
Fist of fairness.
Save those taxpayers the money and just fucking tag that dude right in his nose.
I'll tell you what, dude. There was a time where maybe 3 or 4 years ago, there was a viral trend happening, Nick. I'm sure you're aware of planking. All the other viral trends, you know, all the other viral trends.
Yeah, I'm up to speed on
it. But there was a time where roving bands of kids would just sucker punch some people in the street and record it. And I cannot like speak more enough about how scared I was. Because I just
would be a target for sure.
I was so paranoid that it was going to happen to me at any moment in like Round Rock, Texas. Like, there's not even streets to walk down. You live in your house and that's about it. You go to Austin. But like, I would see these videos online and there would just be like, you know, like a 40-year-old man walking down the street, you know, kind of short, big beard, receding hairline. And then like a group of kids would just kind of like walk up to him and they would like walk next to him and then boom, he'd get clocked and he'd be knocked the fuck out and they record it. And I was just like, why is this happening? But also, what if it happens to me?
You're the only person with that fear, Andy.
I was like, paranoid.
Fuck those people. That whole game was like, that was the worst.
It's awful.
Some of the worst of us, culture-wise.
Terrible. But that's where I would like those kids to encounter Kevin. Because Kevin's not going down that easy. And he's taking three of those little fuckers down with him for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
They better hope they have like 8 or 10 people with them, you know,
or else they're fucked. Oh, but Andy, yeah. I do want to say that earlier you said that if someone punched you, you'd want that one good punch. And like, I love you so much, but I don't think that I have met somebody that I would fear a punch from less than you. Like, I just don't think you got it in you. You know,
that's fair. And let me ask you this question, Andy. You going for face? You're gonna risk those gamer hands on the hardness of a skull, or are you gonna go gut punch? Because I think you go kidney punch real hard, make him pee blood for a little while.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you got to
like, if you were going to punch me, where would you punch me, Andy?
Don't punch him in the head. He's got a big dome.
Hit him right in the nose. Right in the nose.
I want to go for the nose because the cartilage there is a little bit softer of an impact than the actual, you know, skull face plating and shit like that. But
if you hit him right, he'll cry. for a while.
I think you'd be surprised. I mean, Kevin, there are several moments. There are several moments. I think just getting hit in the nose makes you tear up.
No, yeah, totally. It causes you to tear up a lot.
Punch him in the ear.
I think I could fucking just knock you the fuck out, Tim, with this little fist right here. Oh, yeah,
definitely. With your left hand.
I don't know.
No, that's my right hand.
Oh.
I think what you do, Andy, if I got it, Andy, if you want to really cause damage, but also be able to play Warzone with me later that night, just slap him right in the ear. Just box one of his ears. That's what you do.
Oh, kind of knock out the eardrum.
Yeah, you get a little ringing.
That high pitched sound. Yeah.
Hey, Andy.
A couple hours.
Is that one of them Peppa Pigs in the background on your bed? Did you get a Peppa Pig?
No, that's
a.
Kevin, I hate the way you say it.
It's the same peeps that we've had since Easter.
Oh. Looks like a
but now
pig.
They're coming back in vogue because they're
is that
be
a Peppa Pig.
What is a Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig is a cartoon on Nickelodeon. It's a Nick Jr. cartoon.
Peppa Pig.
And I'll tell you what's really really funny about Peppa Pig is, it's British, and my nieces would watch it. My nieces, it's a really really cute little cartoon. My nieces would watch it with my nephew. My nieces started slightly speaking with like an English accent for a while.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because they'll be like, we need to go down to the PlayStation. And my nieces would repeat what they would say with that accent. I was like, that's how kids, I've never seen a British kid speak with a British accent before, but now I'm seeing it right here.
We are.
My eyes.
I don't know. Where do I Slack you guys things now? Because if you click all right.
Wait, Kev, please bring up that mask. Because that thing is terrifying.
Cause like, wait, we gotta look at this. I gotta Slack you guys this, Kevin. Damn. You can tell me if this is a bad idea or not.
This thing sucks.
I'm putting it in the general.
I like it.
Okay,
Tim, Nick, don't put things in general.
The general. No, in the chat for this. Where do I text you guys things that are inappropriate, but just for your eyes only? But then not on the
okay,
show.
Hey, speaking of that, let's segue to what I was talking about of being very excited for to bring to your guys' attention. So the Game Awards have announced all of their nominees for everything.
Oh, yeah.
As you see here, we got the major one, right? It's Game of the Year, Animal Crossing, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, and Last of Us Part II. A lot of people are talking right now that they're like upset that some games are missing, right? Some things might have got snubbed. A lot of people are talking about Half-Life Alyx being a notable omission, right? But there's another game that I am shocked is not here that I want to play with you guys, because I feel like we'll be able to drum up enough support to maybe get Jeff Keighley to add it to it. Kev, can you please bring it up?
I don't want to play Among Us.
Is it our?
It's a game called Siblings or Dating.
Oh yes.
Okay. So here's how it works.
This is great.
You click on this picture, and this we need to decide are they siblings or are they dating? Nick,
these two are siblings.
Kev, reveal it.
They're dating. Oh, well, I thought we all said it.
I'll say they're dating. Yeah. Oh.
Nailed it.
Well, Kevin's seen these already. That's no fair.
No, I haven't.
Kevin,
I haven't.
You don't get to vote.
I can do whatever the fuck I want, Nick.
Kevin, I said something.
Hey, the popular vote was sibling. Nick, yeah, stop sending
exactly
me things.
The same. It's weird. Kevin, I sent you. You tell me if this is appropriate for the show. Just click on it.
I can't click on it. It's going to open up.
Click on it.
Tim, you click on it, too.
Where is it?
I sent in Slack.
Oh.
It's just nothing safe about anything Nick wants to do.
Let's go to the next one. I want to see if he's freaky.
This is shockingly. This is shockingly.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all. Should I show the kids this?
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. This is the pep. This is great. Look at that.
I don't understand.
It looks a little, in that context, though, a little phallic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's very phallic. It's weird. Oh, it looks like a soft, uncut wiener, right?
It does. Look at. Oh, my God. I've been
watching
this
show. With ball sack.
With a giant ball sack.
Well.
Giant.
It's just thick one, like it got
a couple
kicked.
Avocados in there.
I've been watching this show called Industry on HBO. Are you guys watching this at all?
No.
It's really good. It's about a bunch of like young people trying to make their way through like a financial institute, like a hedge fund in London. God, but there's a lot of full frontal nudity from guys, and they're all uncut. It's crazy to see.
Why is that crazy?
Are for sure.
Why is that
for
crazy?
Sure, brother and sister here.
Yeah,
I mean, way he's holding her waist, they better be fucking dating.
But they're brother and sister.
I gotta say that I am always inclined to go the opposite of what it seems like.
No,
like I feel like I feel like when these pictures get posted, it's like, hey, clearly these people are brother and sister, Andy, and then it ends with a dating.
Andy, you don't hold your sister that way.
They're not brother and sister. I will drink one of the game fuel still in my refrigerator.
They're not. They're clearly dating. Yeah. Brothers would not touch their sisters that way.
They do. Yep. The moms make them do that. Moms make them do it because secretly moms all want the sons and the daughters to stay together so they never have to like get outside of the family.
That's
it's
not
a Lannister
parents,
thing. Andy can kind of funny.
Parents want.
I was lying on the grass and then I brought my chichi. Like, wait, what about that video, dude?
F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
God, remember when we wanted to have them at prom but had to decide against it because we didn't want to have 600 people screaming at them about fucking their sister.
God, can you imagine if they had gotten to that part and then we all just like, hey, fuck your sister. And they all just stopped playing music like, what?
Because you know the first thing that would have happened was the guy would have been like this, not again.
All right, do you want me to reveal this or not?
All right, hold on. Yeah, we're going to go. Andy, what do you say?
I say brother and sister.
Oh, no,
see,
Andy.
I got him. They're brother and sister. They have the same nose, same smile.
Go for it, Kev.
Oh, thank God.
There you go. Thank God.
It's a popular vote says dating. The popular vote says dating.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run poll in the chat that will last for like 30 seconds.
That's cool.
And just to see what the audience thinks as well.
Let's do it.
Cool.
All right. So I'm just going to put sibling or dating.
That's the game.
And I'll run. So obviously the chat will be a couple seconds behind whenever they see the poll start, but the poll will last. Oh, it looks like a minute is the minimum. But I'll run it and just see what the votes are. The poll has begun. If you're watching the stream right now, you should see the poll pop up. And we'll go ahead and get to see these results in real time.
These two are way too good looking. They have to be brother and sister. There's no way that they look that
close. It's all about hand placement. This is it. These people are dating.
No, well, these are brother and sister.
No, see, here's the thing, Kev. I think the hand placement on this one isn't as precarious. This could just be posed picture. However, I do think they're dating. They look different enough in the face.
Mm-hmm. It's all about hand placement.
All right.
You want me to
hit it? Do we do this? Do we wait 45 seconds?
It looks like, as of right now, 150 people have voted, 83% siblings. Dating only 17%.
Because I'm struggling to come up with the context of them being siblings taking this picture.
Because mom and dad said, you guys look great. You guys are.
But why do they look this great?
Because they went
out. They look like they're out on a date. You know what I mean? Like they look like they're dressed for a date. This isn't wedding attire. This isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a date based on the clothes.
Okay.
Also.
Okay.
All right. Looks like sibling one, sibling one in our chat with 81% of the vote. Let's see.
All right. Here we go. Dating. There you go.
Fuck. Are any of these single siblings?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what pissed me off about the second one.
50-50 in their numbers.
Yeah. I'll tell you what pissed me off about the second one. The second one. They look so alike. They have the same eyes. They have the same
eyebrows. The point. That's the point of this.
Do we know that they're not brother and sister? Maybe they're dating and they're brother and sister.
That's a very good. Can you imagagine the one day when it just says both?
Both.
The same nose.
That's going to be 20 years, man. 20 years.
19 years, Tim.
It's 18 years now.
All right.
That's not how time works, Nick.
Ooh.
Oh, I mean, for sure, brother and sister. But why does his chin look so weird? Did they like Photoshop that?
Yeah, they probably cleared it up, face tuned it. You know what I mean? The kids love them.
These are all face tuned. This is just, he has got great arms though.
Their eye colors are so different though.
Yeah, but these
are brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Did you do a new poll, Andy?
Yeah, new poll in there.
92% saying siblings.
Sibling is dominating right now. Yeah.
But that makes me want to say dating then. I'll say siblings too.
Let's go siblings.
They tan the same way as well.
All right.
Yeah. You
know, like they're.
Let me know when I hit it.
Go ahead. Hit it.
Siblings.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right.
I
got
Chat
one right.
Chat
popular vote with siblings too.
I'm 1 for 5.
All right.
Well, it's also, you can tell by the body language, you're right. Like he's crossing his arms. Oh my God.
This is a tricky one. This is a tricky one.
This is tricky.
Because their eyes are very similar and they've both gotten their teeth whitened. I don't know if that.
Yeah, so Kevin, the thing that I'm running
money.
The thing that I'm running into right here is, again, it's one of those things where I think the photo is throwing us off.
Yeah,
It looks like they're brother and sister, but I think they're probably dating because their eyes are so similar. But I feel like her mouth shape is a lot different than his.
But it's weird to me because
she might have fillers
just look
though.
Just look at the eyes. They look exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Andy,
but this is like when someone Photoshops Tim's face on Thanos and you're like, was Tim Thanos? This is too close for them to not be siblings. Again, this does not preclude them from dating in some states, but I think they're siblings. Let's look at the background.
I'm going to go with dating.
Almost 70% dating. 65% dating.
Wait. I'm looking at the background. There looks like there's some bags in the background.
Yeah, they're,
like
in, a they're
in a hotel. They're dating.
And
you know what? I'll say it. Good for this guy.
God damn it.
All right, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dating.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought I'm reading too much into it, man. I'm reading too much into it. I think these posters are trying to throw me off at every turn.
Well, these two are dating because his hand is in her lap right
now.
Yeah,
it's another situation where you just notice the hands.
They're holding hands.
Yeah. No.
He may or may not be.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope.
Doing something.
Yeah, you don't have to go there.
You don't need to go there.
Yeah.
God, fine. Here's the thing. If this one's siblings,
I feel like. I do think they're dating because I do think the hand is a dead ringer here. But there is a potential if they're siblings where his hand looks worse than it actually is, and he's actually just kind of leaning over.
Why is he holding? They're holding hands for sure.
They're holding hands.
I think they're siblings.
No, they're siblings. The eyebrows are too similar.
Yeah, they're very thick eyebrows.
I'm going with siblings right here.
I'm going with siblings. Ooh,
wait,
too.
The eyebrows. That's a really astute observation.
So 64% dating in our poll.
See, here's my thing. They're out of brunch and they're drinking, and they're holding hands. They are dating 100%.
Reveal it. Should we reveal it?
Go for it.
Reveal it.
Siblings.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Why are they holding hands like that? That's not.
My intuition served me.
Yeah.
Ew, stop holding hands like that. Too close.
This isn't a Folgers ad. You know what I mean?
Really do think that, like, obviously, they're sitting down, they're eating lunch, they're doing that, and then mom says, "Hey, let me get a photo of you to send to Aunt Becky," right? Mm-hmm. And then so he's like, "Okay," and then he just leans in and he does that little motion. You know, he just
mom's like, "Wait, why are you guys holding hands?" And he's like,
mom encourages it because mom's sick.
No worries.
Mom doesn't want her babies to date anyone else. Mom wants to keep her babies in the house. What better way to do that than have mom and babies just hold hands to each other and maybe do a little more?
Oof.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, they're in the Maldives. Too. I think this is a family trip. And she's probably being like, "Hey, me and my bro." Because their eyes are so similar.
Strikingly similar.
Yeah. And, like, it's not like they have just normal colored eyes. They have beautiful, like, what, sage green eyes?
I just want to point out that both of them knew exactly this location. And I what kind of people are we working with here? Like, it's crazy.
Have you ever watched The Bachelorette, Andy? Get educated. Jesus Christ.
Wait, what do you mean?
Dude, I have
you
taste.
Don't see that and think, oh, the Maldives. Come on.
I just think that's where Kim Kardashian. No, I don't know where the Maldives are. I think that's just where Kim Kardashian
went. Nick, stop it. I know for a fact you know everything about the Maldives. I know you Googled it.
I don't know how to spell Maldives. So
nobody knows how to spell Maldives. It's a mystery.
Here's what I want to say about this. Whether or not they're siblings, Andy, this guy he's rubbing me the wrong way. And I'm going to tell you why he's rubbing me the wrong way. Kevin, can we zoom in on this guy's hairline?
We actually
because
can't.
It's
oh my
so
God!
Thick.
Yeah, you're right. He shaves.
It's so
the,
thick.
The...
He shaves the top of it so he can have more of a straight hairline. And I have a widow's peak, and I always thought I should do that, but I never. And then I started losing my hair, and I was like, "No, I can't afford to shave any part of it." This guy's hair is so thick that he just decided to do that. I find it offensive.
That's a bad decision. He should.
I feel like because he's in the Maldives, he's like he doesn't have his shaving equipment, so he's not keeping up. You know,
he's not.
Who's he going to impress? His sister. Tight.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe this is, I don't know. See, I'm just
rubbed you the wrong way, Nick, but is he rubbing his sister the wrong way? I don't know.
Let's find out.
That guy in the last picture definitely was, but again, we don't know if mom and dad were okay with it. Keep him in the house. Lannister.
I'm going to go siblings.
Oh my God.
Door.
But they're probably cousins.
It makes sense because, like, siblings would not be in the Maldives. But
they would if they're rich and they're Kardashians. Haven't you seen those sisters? They always travel together. You can't tell which is which. Yeah. One's dating Kanye. I know that.
These have to be siblings, right?
For sure, siblings. For sure. First off, she would not date him if he kept wearing that hat.
I'm going to
go dating.
He looks like mini Chris Pratt.
They had like the same nose.
Yeah, dude. I'm going siblings.
They have the same face.
Yeah, they do.
Should I do it?
The same. Yeah, the mouth, the mouth, the lips, the cheeks. Yeah, this one's a.
Yeah, 66% siblings. 68. Let's see what it says. Dating. Wow. What the fuck?
Holy shit. No way.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's
when you're dating someone that looks exactly like you, you really got to look inside yourself.
Right.
Like,
dude, that's a conversation. Are you really that egotistical? Do you think?
I appreciate the comment from Tim Tash. Did someone tell them 23andMe is not a dating app?
Wow. That's a good comment.
Guys, do you think that when he brought her home or she brought him home to meet the parents, they were like, Jessica, Jack looks a lot
like you.
Yeah.
Jessica and Jack.
That's good.
Lord. All right, let's go to the next one.
They're they're dating. They're trying to throw you off here because both redheads, but her hair is fake red.
Yeah.
Real red. And so, and they're dating. And they just have that sort of like, we're 4 months in, but we're not quite sure if we're really into this relationship.
Yeah. I don't think that these look like siblings at all.
No.
Look at their noses, man. Their noses are so similar, dude.
Yeah, but that can be done in surgery. You never know. People like to look like each other. I try to get my nose cut to look like Tim's all the time.
Yep. I was like, what point is Nick trying to make right here?
Yeah.
I was on a wire there and I was like, I got nothing.
He cuts his nose. He gets his nose cut to look like Tim all the time. All right, let's reveal it.
Go. Yeah.
Dating. All right, cool.
Yeah, okay.
I was close.
How did Jeff Keighley not get this on the game of the year list? Come on.
I don't know, man. Well, you know, here we go.
Here's another situation. Here's another situation where it's like, God, I really hope they're dating the closeness. Yeah, but I could also see rich siblings putting a post like this up. You know what I mean?
I don't think that this is that egregious of a pose for.
No, you're right. You're right. It's not. But it's a little weird, you know?
Nah, these are siblings. I think they're throwing us off too much with this.
But they're siblings, and
feel like he's copping a feel a little bit too. I think they're.
No, he's
guys.
Not.
Nah, he's just bored. He was like, "We're there in Vegas. They're about to go out. They're gonna party." Just bored. She's like, for the gram. He looks bored.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. He is right.
I told you. That's the hug that you give your sister when you're like, "Ugh."
This is weird. This one had one extra photo at the end.
Just so you know that they're happy siblings. They like each other. Yeah. That's good. That's important. That's how I imagine Cool Greg and Tim take pictures all the time when I'm
all
not
the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hand placement. These people are dating.
But they have the most boring sex ever.
Here's my thing. I think they might be siblings because his tie and her dress do not go together at all.
Sure.
That just shows you how boring they are in bed. Yeah. They're just like. These people are the equivalent to saltines sexually.
Tim, so you don't understand. These are siblings. That is his nice tie. He has one nice tie, and he wears it everywhere.
They're dating, and he wants to be a senator.
Ready?
I'm gonna go with dating on this one.
Let me see what the chat's saying. Everyone's saying dating. 64%.
A couple people are saying Nick. Why? I don't know. I don't know why they're dating, guys.
I don't know what.
Siblings. Holy fuck!
Yeah, I told you, man. Wow. She's with some super hot dude wearing a matching tie. And he is a lonely boy.
Yeah, no one would
be afraid of that material. Do you think he just tries to pork all of her friends? And she's like, dude, gross, Chris.
Nick.
Chris, gross.
Now I'm wondering,
at Miranda.
Am I...
Oh, God.
Like, the posing that I've been doing with woman relatives, am I doing the same thing? Now I'm starting to, like, go back in my head
you're
and wonder,
not, you're
how
not.
Have I been posing with people? Because, Kevin, if I have a cousin back. Who's like, oh, I want to take a photo so we can send
you
Aunt
grab
Becky.
Her the side? You grab her, the side
I
of
don't
her.
Know. Now I'm wondering, Kevin. Now I just don't know.
Like, the way she's turned into him, like she's in his armpit.
She likes it.
Yeah. This grosses me out, guys. This grosses me out.
No, this is fine. It's fine. Like, if I his don't hand know how to feel lower, about these. Look, his hand is facing up.
Look now, at his pinky. Back, look at his pinky. No, he's feeling it. He's feeling
no, he's
her
not,
butt with his pinky.
Looking at it right now, he's doing
hover hand,
the light touch, the I'm touching you so lightly, I'm almost not touching you. That is that should have been a telltale sign. That is a brother touch. That's how
Jaysha 021 in the chat says, I just don't let people take my picture. LOL.
Good idea.
Smart.
I mean, good idea. But what are you trying to hide?
That's a Jaysha. Smart idea.
That's weird.
Are you inappropriately touching your family members?
Yes, it's like yesterday where everybody's posting their heights with a photo of themselves, like. Nick, yeah. Like, we would ever post voluntarily post what our height is along with, like, how am I going to find a photo that I think I look dope in? Like, I'm not Yusuf with my shirt off. You know,
I Andy, I saw that. I'm so glad you brought that up. Jesus, I saw that and I was like, what fucking the guy. Fuck are people doing on Twitter right now?
It's
what
are you so, everybody's so bored. Everybody's so bored. What I was going to do, Nick,
post your height on Twitter.
I was going to post a photo of my wrist and say, here's my wrist. What does your wrist look like? And like,
exactly.
Just got a new trend, you know, because we're bored at this point. We don't know what we're doing anymore.
I mean,
it is a weird trend. Like, where, like, why? I don't get it. Why did it start of, like, post your height and a good picture of yourself? Like,
because here's what totally, Tim. I'm totally with you. Because for a while it was, hey, post your first three jobs before you got to the job you are now, or post your top four movies that you think are perfect or whatever. And then it's just getting to ridiculous stuff here. Everybody post your favorite belt. Like, what the, we're fucking bored, dude.
Andy, see, I think it goes deeper than that. I think it's yet another conspiracy by the tallies to keep the shorties down.
Fuck,
I don't like this. And Kevin and Andy, we got to band together, get on each other's shoulders and fight these fuckers.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Because you don't care.
Yesterday, I didn't. I decided not to because I thought it wasn't worth the joke because it wasn't funny enough. But I was going to put a size that, like, I'm clearly not. And I was going to see how many people would know, because we get it all the time when we meet people in real life. They're like, holy shit, you're taller than I thought you were going to be. Right. Or at least some of us get that.
I don't get that. Yeah.
I get it all the time.
but yeah, I was just like, I wonder if I can get away with telling people I'm 5'6". You know,
because then they think that me and Kevin and Andy, because
that's
like
5'6" is an obscene height, right? 5'6" is joke.
5'6" is Daniel Radcliffe height, man. You don't want to be down there.
I'm 5'6", you Kevin, prick.
Why do you sound like Yoda so much there? 5'6" is joke.
I'm just so mad at this tall boy, you know.
See, Kevin, do you hear how he's playing with us right now? This is such a this is such a tally attitude that he's having in life.
Don't really do this, tally.
Yeah, really is
such a fucking tally where he just doesn't realize his tall privilege.
Uh-huh.
He's out there swinging his big tall height around. And he doesn't care who he smashes.
Fucking getting everything from the top cupboard. Ooh.
Oh my god! Like, all that fucking, you get the sun first, you get the rain first. You piece of shit.
5'6" joke. I'm gonna need that clipped out for sure.
I'm gonna go dating.
Oh wait, hold on.
No, here's the thing.
Dating.
Lexi Gunner in the chat brings up a very interesting point. That is, the way that he's touching her head is weird. Sibling weird, not dating weird.
Yeah, but they're matching. Remember the whole thing about you matching clothes? I think that they're dating. I think they're trying to throw us off with the similar eyes.
Yeah, I agree, Kevin.
I'm going to go sibling.
I'm going to go dating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boom.
There we go.
Wrong.
I feel like finally the logic's turning in my favor. My sort of strat, my meta is becoming true.
I feel you.
It's a tricky one.
No, but again, I think they have to be dating based on
the face-to-face pressure.
How they're dressed, like they look like they're on a date.
They look like they're at a wedding. They're on a cocktail party, and they're face-to-face. Well, you don't have to always match your.
Well, Tim was saying that at his argument earlier. His bow tie doesn't match her dress even a little bit.
Yeah,
but I also don't even know if this guy like I don't know if he had his eyes open when he was picking what to wear. Like,
what's wrong with what is he wearing? What do you mean?
Like, his jacket looks so weird on screen.
I don't think they're at a wedding.
I think it's a. I was gonna say cardigan, but yeah, you're right. Maybe it's a jean jacket.
Black denim jacket. I think it looks cool. I like his outfit.
I think they're good. I think they're definitely dating. There's no possible way that this amount of cheek to cheek pressure. I mean, there's a thin layer of sweat going on between their bodies right now. And that's a dating kind of thing, Tim.
Yeah.
See, my thing is, I think they're dating because they don't need to match because they're not at a wedding.
Right.
This is just a casual
somewhere in New York, one of them tall buildings, taking a picture. Maybe the Empire State. I don't know. No, because you can see buildings. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I hate it.
Oh.
Oh my God. No.
Yes.
Is it me or does this dude have little hands?
Very small hands.
Does he have small hands?
Look at how small this looks.
I think they're in perspective.
I don't think so. Her hands.
I feel like his hand is closer to the camera and it should look bigger.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I don't like this at all.
I don't like it. And I don't have a good segue. But you know what I do like? Mm-hmm. I like HBO Max. In true 2020 fashion, the holidays are going to look a little bit different this year. That's why we partnered with HBO Max to keep the spirit of togetherness alive with their library of feel-good films for the holiday season. I know Nick loves watching holiday movies. Now he gets to do that with HBO Max. We recently watched Annabelle Creation, which is not a holiday movie, but it is a Halloween movie, right? Spooky movie, horror movie. So we watched that. You can check out the interview. Obviously, you know that. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. But a whole bunch of cool stuff over on HBO Max, including holiday films like Holiday Affair and A Christmas Carol. And also Last Christmas, The Family Stone. And you'd watch Succession again if you wanted to. All those are options for you over on HBOMax.com. Check out HBOMax.com right now. There's a link in the description to go there. It's a fancy one. That's HBOM.AX/kindoffunnymorningshow. If you click that, then they know that we sent you. So we'd appreciate that very much. HBO Max. Next up, shout out to Honey. These days, it feels like online shopping is the only shopping that we ever do. That's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's the free browser extension that scours the internet. Scours is such a good word. For promo codes and automatically tests them when you're checking out. It's basically your online shopping best friend. You get Honey on your computer for free in just two easy clicks. Then when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons on that site. If Honey finds working codes, it'll apply the best one to your cart. Kevin and I have been using Honey forever, saving us so much money, both personally and for Kind of Funny, thousands of dollars. And it's so easy to use. I really don't understand why anyone would not do this. It's fantastic. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning so they know that we sent you. Thank you, Honey. joinhoney.com/morning. And finally, I want to give a shout out to Manscaped. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. My balls have been really nice recently. I've been making sure that they are perfectly manscaped. Thanks to this Lawnmower 3.0 and the Perfect Package 3.0. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gifts this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice down there. Don't use the same trimmer on your face that you use on your balls. That's just nasty. Come on, guys. We're better than that. The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pairs of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. You don't want to be chafing down there. You want to be nice, svelte. You can do that with manscaped.com/morning. Getting you 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com/morning. Go check it out. Clean up your nuts. Make Santa proud. Manscaped.com/morning.
Make Santa proud, everybody.
Make him proud. I'd like to believe that Santa, that's his first thing he checks when he comes down that chimney. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanliness of nuts. I'm gonna say this, Tim.
He's checking it twice. Gonna make sure.
Find out if your nuts are naughty or nice. Wow. Tim, I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna give you a solid 3 out of 10 for that one because it feels like that segue took you by surprise.
It did. It definitely did. It was one where I was like, it's about that time. We definitely need to do the ad read. We just spent the last 30 minutes talking about like sister fucking.
This is the greatest thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think.
I just don't know.
We shouldn't say that, right?
You know what I should have done? HBO Max, Game of Thrones. Boom.
There it is. Lannister always pays his debt. A Lannister.
Mm-hmm.
I watched. Can you by the way,
do
I
me
watched...
a favor here, Kev?
Yeah, I'm here.
To close out this oh,
we're,
segment.
We're not gonna do all of them. I don't do the whole page.
I mean, there's a lot. Look at this. This is just the last 7 days of content, Nick.
Oh my god.
But Kev, scroll all the way up. Go to their stories. Because something that I appreciate here is...
One second.
If you click
in... I don't
in,
think I can control the volume. Oh, okay.
No, it's fine. But just click through. What I love about the stories bit is it zooms in on random pieces of them.
Good.
And how close they are.
That's perfect.
It's great. It is the best Instagram channel or page I've seen in
I want to start following so these people.
Yeah.
Shout out to, I think Lucy James sort of tipped me off on this.
It's I think so good.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
All right. Détente.
That's the French version of it. Détente.
All right, let's move into some cool shit. There's a couple things I definitely want to show you guys. We have a segment on the show we do every once in a while called Creator of the Week. And that's when I find a YouTuber or something that I'm like, damn, this motherfucker's cool as hell. And this week we have one. Their name's Malik, M-A-L-E-K. And Kev, it's this Tim Wants to Show Nick Stuff section here.
Yeah, give me 1 second. But it's Creator of the Week, not Tim Wants to Show People Stuff, right?
I mean, yeah, whatever.
It's whatever.
Tomato,
we want to
a tomato.
Yeah, for time.
Kevin, listen to the tally. He's always right.
So we're gonna watch this whole thing because it's fucking cool. But then I'm gonna need you guys to go to Malik's channel and make sure you give him the love, leave some comments, say that we sent you there because I want them to get the views because this shit is so freaking dope.
Let's post a link in Twitch chat. Post a link in Twitch chat.
Well, it's in the YouTube.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I mean, I can put. Yeah, I'll post the link. There you go. You happy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never. This is amazing. This is the way.
So good.
The theme.
It's so good.
That was dope.
It's so dope. And then there's this other remix here.
Man, I got goosebumps, dude. Tight.
Yeah, go check them out. Super cool stuff.
What else do they do? That was awesome.
It's a whole bunch of like remakes and things like that are really, really cool. Go check out the channel. You can see the links there.
It's funny. The other day, just for shits and giggles, I queued up the first episode of Cowboy Bebop just to see if I wanted to watch through it again. That show's great.
It's so dope. Great. Kev. Please, I don't even want to say please. I hate that this is a thing. Can you bring up the one called Milk Mommy?
Milk Mommy.
Oh,
I hate
this.
You guys.
Why?
I hate it.
I just.
This is Blessing's fault, right? Did Blessing put this in the Slack?
Yeah.
You know what? I've said it before. I'll say it again. We got to fire Blessing. This is it.
You say that a lot.
I hate this. Like, why does it exist? Why is it so Kevin?
It's so accurate.
The thing is,
this is like the siblings are dating thing, you know?
Is that a
Gal Gadot
tier?
Is so likable. No, I think that's just a beauty mark. It's so likable that it makes me actually like the Milk Mommy image more. It doesn't have the opposite effect where it takes away from her. It actually adds to Kevin, which is crazy.
Well, what we should do to try to gain more
followers?
Virality for us.
Virility.
Virility.
That's not the word.
What we should all take photos of us in a white shirt doing the Milk Mommy face and then post this and be like, even Gal got in on the action.
That's fucking hilarious. That is great.
You know what I mean?
Can we also post pictures of ourselves lost in a closet and be like, even Vin got in on the action?
All right, the last thing I want to show you guys today is a thing that just fucking got me. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the battle rap scene, but you don't need to be too familiar for this to just resonate so much. In battle rap, you can be anything.
I'm a truck driver. I'm a librarian.
I'm a school nurse.
I'm a bank loaner.
I'm like a plumber. I'm the Kool-Aid man.
Some Woody from Toy Story.
I'm a bus boy, nigga. Welcome to Benihana's.
I'm the Olive Garden.
I'm like a communist party.
I'm a terrorist.
I'm Dr. Strange.
I'm Bubba Gump.
I'm Mr. Belding. I am the pyramid.
I'm a boombox.
I'm a soul.
I'm Jason Voorhees. All right, we can pause it. I just love it. I'm a boombox.
That's good. That's
a good man.
The battle rap scene is just so foreign to me, Tim.
Speaking of which, I mean, Nick, Tim admitted he has never seen 8 Mile yesterday.
Huge, huge epiphany last night. Huge drop. And yeah. I don't understand this, Tim. How could you not have seen this film?
It's just my life just worked that way. I remember when it first came out, I had a big night of homework. So I couldn't go. My mom and brother went to the theater without me. They saw
that
it.
Sucks. That's the kiss of death.
That sounds like the most made up thing ever. I had a big night of homework.
I mean,
huge night of homework.
Hey guys, you know.
Okay, let's watch it. We gotta watch it.
Keep focusing on what you're doing. I'm opening up everything.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I never saw it. Never seen 8 Mile.
But you lived it.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah, and I mean I owned the soundtrack. I've listened to the soundtrack 10 million times. I'm very familiar with.
It's a good
I could
movie.
Probably tell you the entire plot of the movie just based on listening to the soundtrack. But yeah,
well,
it's just one of those things where I know like people don't believe me. Like they think that I'm lying.
Well, it's just that you really, really, really like Eminem as an artist. Like you respect him as an artist and like what he's accomplished. And that movie is quasi autobiographical. So you think that would be like the final stage in your journey with him. And also Kim Basinger's in it. And I think his mom in real life is named Kim. And I always got confused by that.
No.
Yeah. You were like, is this his real mom?
Yeah.
Kim's his wife. A Batman.
Oh, yeah. Kim's the wife. That's what confused me.
Is this his wife?
It's got a great cast. It's got a great cast. I think Scary Movie parodied it at one point.
Scary Movie 3?
Yeah.
Dirt Nasty was Eminem.
That's how you know you've made it because you got the wins decided to make a movie about you.
Can you do me a favor and can you YouTube Dirt Nasty 1980?
The legend.
What was the name of the dude that grabbed your dingle that one time in
Uncle Phil?
Santa Cruz.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Click on the 1980 music video. This shit always reminds me of Nick, and I think it's just because he was born in 1980.
Yeah, it's true.
But
what's Dirt Nasty doing now?
He's just cameoing in a bunch of random shit.
These are the ones that shine upon thine meridian.
Skip forward a bit.
Nothing, man. You know, I've been doing good. Quit smoking weed. You know, I've been doing some yoga, little Pilates, just getting more in tune with myself.
Yeah.
You know, getting in touch with mind, spirit, and body.
You sound like a go there. Bitch.
Where?
This shit about getting your dick.
Yeah, here's fine. Like, just the first verse.
What happened to your queer party friends?
I got a gold chain. I'm on cocaine.
All right.
That's the Nick reference we needed.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, y'all keep doing the show. I'm gonna Google Dirt Nasty.
Is he? I don't understand who Dirt Nasty is. I'll be honest with you.
He's Dirt Nasty.
This is definitely a person that's like parodying this lifestyle, right?
I mean, kind of. Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is who he is. He's a comedian, but this is him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's done a lot of shit with like Andy Milonakis. So.
He's 40, 60 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, don't say it like that. Celebrate it.
You got me, Nick. You got me. You old sack of shit.
Anyways, Dirt Nasty, Simon Rex is his real name. He was also really a porn cool star for a while.
Really?
Oh. He's lived a life, man. But he was one of the main actors in Scary Movie 3. He was Eminem.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, thank you for that. I was lost as to how we did that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Very well endowed.
Let's check out some.
Jesus Christ. Wait till the show is done.
You just know the first thing he did was Google Simon Rex dick. Like, it's so fast. His fingers could not type any faster.
It's possible that I just already had it up. I don't know how.
Oh, my fucking God. You go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. For some reason, you want to support us, and you can submit your fun clips. So this one is from Ernie Viscara.
That shouldn't go in there.
Oh, Lord.
It's below me, so I actually had to go get it from there. But I'll go ahead and show you what I've done for the next step of the Disney Interactive Office. So what we'll do right now is go ahead and hold my phone up to Haunted Mansion.
What? How is he doing this?
Hold it up to Star Tours.
This is pretty fucking cool.
This is the coolest thing I've seen. Tim, how does this technology work?
Nick wants to talk shit.
So bad. Whatever,
don't let him.
What a waste of time.
Dude, this is
Oh yeah, let's hear the worst song of Disney right now, Nick.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
They're nailing it, man. Good for them.
Now to stop everything. I put it on the mat on my computer. So this is not the last thing. I actually ordered something very special, and everyone, the NFC cards.
It's dope.
Wow. But how does this work? Like, how is it? Like, what is it triggering?
NFC cards, I guess.
What's Nick, up? Stop Nick? Watching porn.
Nah, sorry, I had a couple things up on that window. I forgot about. Came back to it. It was shocking. No, I think this is fine if that's what you want to do. But my question is, how often do you end up using this? Like, what is
every time someone new comes to your house?
Other than just making that one Instagram video and that's it, or the one TikTok.
Nick, it's like having a Nintendo Wii back in the day. You just like, you show it to somebody when they come over. Here's boxing, here's golf.
Yeah. It's more like having one of those retro systems that everyone was like super into and then played for a half a day and then put away.
I fucking hate the Space Mountain song so much, dude.
Really? What do you have against it? I didn't even know Space Mountain had a song.
Guys, people in chat think I don't understand how NFC works. That's not it. I'm wondering, how is it triggering something, and like, what app do you use so nothing pops up on your phone? Usually,
yeah, this is fucking Kevin. He's been using an Android phone since fucking ages ago, and they've had near field communication for decades. Okay, yeah,
absolutely.
Come on, chat.
I think it's the if this then that app, Kevin.
Yeah, that app. I hate it so much. I've never gotten it to work. I've tried so hard, Tim.
Someone hit up Alex Correo. Get us some fucking answers. All right, this next one's from Lexi Gunner.
Oh, this is best. Lexi, thank you for this.
God, Samoyeds are the best, dude. They're just polar bears.
Fluffy.
They're polar bears, man.
God.
How do those dogs not overheat? They're just so fluffy.
I love them.
It just looks like a giant moose. It does. Like, this stresses me out.
Do you think that? Here's my question for you, Tim. Do you think moose and this dog met? Do you think moose would be like, "Wow, that's a bigger version of me," or "I'm a smaller version of him"?
I don't think moose has an understanding of his size.
A spatial relations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not.
Like he just kind of like lives his life, and like we always joke about the fact that he spends like 50% of his life in the air.
Yeah,
and like he's just totally around. He's totally he's just carried all the time, and like that's the way to calm him down. Like if he's like going crazy, I lift him up and I just hold him, and he just kind of stops. He's like, "Cool, I'm here now."
I feel like there's a threat of danger that he's stopping, where he's like, "I probably should stop moving. I've seen this guy drop things, you know."
I've never dropped anything in my life.
I've never seen Tim drop a single thing. Oh,
that's not true. He's never dropped Hot Beats. You know what I mean?
He's never watched 8 Mile.
Beats all the time. He drops Hot Beats, but he buys them on the internet.
I'm gonna drop this Hot Beat right now. This is from Ryan Anderson.
I love that so much.
I feel like it lacked something. It lacked a surprise. It lacked a twist.
I just need the music, honestly. I can just close my eyes. I don't care what's on video.
It's very relaxing.
That's a big symbol.
Man,
are we just going through 2017's Bongo Cat videos now?
Is that all we're doing?
What's up, Nick?
No, nothing. I was gonna talk shit, but it's fine. I think Tim, your just general malaise for this video. What is this?
This one's so funny.
All right, this is from Nerd Cadet.
This is a 4-year-old not knowing what the reaction is. Not knowing what this filter is.
Am I peeping? You're a hot dog. I'm a hot dog.
God bless. We're not raising our children correctly.
Am I peeping?
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Oh, shit. Wait, that's so funny. All right, this final one comes from Drewtendo64.
This mystery creature living under the shed was destroying my garden. Like, I've been an avid gardener for 20 plus years, and I've never seen this kind of damage. Everything I was planning was getting eaten to shreds, so I installed a motion detection camera. First, I saw this squirrel. He clearly loved snacking on apples, but seemed too little to be the culprit. There was this possum as well, but he mostly came out at night, so it just didn't add up. And one day, bang, that's when I saw that it was Chunk. He went straight into the camera like he was saying, "Yeah, I'm here. I'm eating your food. What are you going to do about it?" At first, I was a little upset. I would build a fence really high. I would put logs and wood and stuff underneath.
Not this guy's a gangster, dude.
Chunk is the best name.
You're so used to seeing Chunk pop up in the camera. You're like, oh, hey, there he is again.
That's so it? Good.
Did he ever get Chunk?
That's how it ends? Just... Yeah, he doesn't get Chunk.
It's like a minute. It's an Instagram video, so you know its limit was probably a minute long. I love this.
All right, I'll look for it.
Shout out to Chunk. I mean, what do you guys want to happen?
I want to know if he hunted him down out of his garden or if he just invited him to be a part of
You know
of
what
house.
I would like? You know what I'd like to imagine, Nick, is similar to in Catch Me If You Can, if they hired Chunk to... Exactly. They caught Chunk, they arrested Chunk, and then they hired Chunk to say, we're not going to keep you in jail. We're going to use you to find other animals that do
correct,
this.
Correct, correct. He's got a vast knowledge base, Andy, that can be very applicable for other situations. That's 100% on. Yeah, 100% spot on.
I want to watch a video that I submitted last week.
Tim doesn't like your videos, Andy, because like I said before, we're in the shorty
club. Do you see what's happening here?
No.
Oh, you got the video.
It's two chunks.
Oh, shit. Hey, I take it back, man. Nibbles, like, hey, I didn't know what you guys expected. Chunk and Nibbles.
This is a great like sequel October, turn.
They were like really focused on fattening up for the winter. The garden was pretty much dried up at that time. So I'll throw them out apples and stuff like that. Throw peanuts
out. Oh, now they're friends.
Well, they're adorable.
And it's his like final trot to the hole, and he's like off, gone, so... hibernating.
You do. What are they, beavers? What are they, Kevin?
I hope that he's going to be out in February.
I honestly don't know. They look like giant gophers.
Fort Knox, so nothing.
They're groundhogs.
Then I'm going to
get. Are they groundhogs?
Oh, are they?
They look like groundhogs.
He's about to go hibernate. Beavers don't hibernate.
They just do whatever.
They build dams.
We coexist.
Damn, Timmy, right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Special thanks to Chunk. Dude, he has his own Instagram.
Shut the fuck up, Chunk the Groundhog. Chunk.
So
wait.
So this guy just lost. He just lost and then gave up.
He decided to. He decided to become one with nature and commune. And Tim, Kevin, that's what we all should do.
No.
Except Kevin, I know if you saw this thing back there, the first thing you'd get is a high-powered assault rifle or BB gun, and probably take its little eyes out with it.
God, I just love the clips of it looking at the camera, just saying, "What are you gonna do about it, bitch?"
Chunk has his own Instagram.
He does.
He has his own YouTube channel. He has 89,000 subscribers.
He has 418,000 on Instagram. This is the best.
Oh my God, Chunk.
Joey just came in the chat and said he's building them their own garden. She said
there's three of them. There's another one now.
That's what happens Holy when shit. Two of them hang out long enough.
Do you think they're going to be doing
Hello
Fresh?
It looks like.
Oh my God! What's Chunk's baby name?
Lil Chunk.
Nugget.
Nugget. Oh my God! Nugget?
Shut up. That's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, this is just what a great day.
Remember when you were like, "Oh, drop it. There's no point."
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
I'm a fucking idiot, guys. Holy shit.
Tim, all Tim worries about is whether or not siblings are having sex with each other. He doesn't understand the core of what it's like to be out in nature.
Apparently, he worries about it.
So impossibly short. Like these groundhogs.
Little groundhogs.
You'll never know what it's like to be a tolly.
Now you're leading into it. Now you've accepted it.
All right, guys.
The classlessness of you.
We will. Oh my God. I love how many there are. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much for. Actually, we won't. It's Thanksgiving next week.
It is Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah. Enjoy your time doing whatever the hell you're doing. But love you guys. Bye.